Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, it was a shocking bad June weather-wise. There's no other way to say it. It's fairly fair. We had above average rain for the month. Some areas got their wettest June day ever. And that's meant a really slow start to the summer season for some tourist hotspots. We're going to hear about that in just a moment. We'll also be joined by Joanna Donnelly from Met Éireann to get some idea of what the next few weeks have in store for us. But first, let's go to Clifton in County Galway. Chris Acton is the owner of Clifton Eco Beach Caravan and Camping. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm fine. You had a bad June.
We had indeed, but, you know, there's sunshine coming in on the weekend, I believe, and we're looking very much forward for it. It's been a tough month of June, and for everybody, even the guests and for the businesses in Connemara. But we're hopeful that it'll be a successful year.
Well, listen, Joanna, hopefully will give us some good news in a moment. But was it just June, or were things tough prior to June? Because the weather hasn't been brilliant, really.
It wasn't so bad at the start of the season. St. Patrick's weekend, Easter and May bank holiday were bad weekends. They didn't come good, but there was some good weeks after that. And June weekend was very good, but as soon as that was finished, the bad weather came in and stayed with us ever since.
Mm-hmm. And what about cancellations, Chris?
Yeah, cancellations were huge, particularly in June. We were down operating on only about 30% capacity. The storms, the wet weather, totally not in line with June of other years. So that had a huge impact on us.
Yeah.
And also the businesses around us.
That's the thing with camping, isn't it? You book it with great intentions, but if you look out the window on the day you're going to leave and you see that the weather is bad, you just can't. You'll just pull it.
Correct, and it's very difficult for families in tents to go camping on the west coast of Ireland when you have all these elements coming in on top of you and trying to keep the kids entertained. It's a hard task, and we just hope that it'll come good now next week and that everybody can have a good holiday for the season. And fond memories will be taken away for 2022.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope there are two good months ahead. What sort of weather was it? Was it just the rain, or was there wind there as well causing problems?
Yeah, there was. You had the back of that storm that came in from the Atlantic in the middle of June, and then you had a heavy rainfall. And ever since then, it's misty weather. The views are obscured, and it's just dull weather. It's cold. There's not much change in temperature between day and night. And we have installed hot tubs on the beach here, so people can, you know, get the Wild Atlantic Way experience. Notwithstanding it's chilly, but 38 degrees, the water, sea water, people go away, still get stuck into it and have a good experience.
Get
and
a bit of the heat.
Of
you see, yeah. The thing is with camping in Ireland, you've got to accept that the weather isn't going to be great. Do you think people are up for that?
They are up for it, but what has happened in June was it's been so prolonged, there's been no let up on it, no break. So people are getting pulled down. They're not, you know, they can't get out of it, get their stuff dry. It's just continuation every day of miserable weather, damp, cold. So it's hard to get motivated and get out and, yeah, and do the things that you want to do for camping.
Of course. Now, listen, stay with us there, if you will, because I have Gina Murphy, who's owner of Hugo's Restaurant in Dublin, on the line as well. Gina, we've spoken to you about outdoor dining because of COVID, but with the weather being so bad, that's probably been dented quite a bit, has it, this month?
Little Claire, we're still, we don't have proper cover in place. Last year was very different for us, obviously, because the weather was fabulous. This year, I suppose the rain is just a little bit warmer, but it's still, it's not as easy to do outdoor business this year. But, I mean, we're better off in the East Coast than the West Coast, God love them. We're not getting the same kind of conditions that they are, but we're still getting a huge amount of people looking for outdoor dining.
Right. So despite the fact that there was warm rain falling, people are still inclined to eat outside?
Yeah, it's there. There's an appetite for it, excuse the pun, but there's definitely an appetite. People's eating habits have changed, and their dining habits, and they're using outdoors, and they love it. Mm-hmm. So,
do you not have though the commercial covers, so that even if there was a shower, people would be protected?
We have some. We are hopefully getting more in place now with the help of Fáilte Ireland and the council under the winterisation scheme. Mm-hmm. So we have some, but we're looking to put in more so that it can be a more permanent facility here in the city.
What are you noticing when it comes to overseas visitors, Gina?
As in which?
Are there many of them around?
Yeah, Dublin is busy. Dublin is busy, thank God. And they're here and they're happy to be back and they're happy to be travelling again. They're all kind of a little worried about the airports and things like that. But once they're here and they're in the city, they're very happy and genuinely happy to be able to travel again and back in Dublin.
Okay, Chris, what about you and the overseas visitors?
Yeah, it was quite good at the beginning of the season. It has tapered off somewhat in the last month. But traditionally, the Continentals don't have a policy of booking in advance. In any case, they more or less rock up on the day in question, or they might phone a couple of days before their intended stay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been much less than pre-COVID.
Okay, so we're not back up. You're not back up to 2019 levels yet.
No.
All right, well, look, we'll put the pressure on Joanna Donnelly now, who's sitting in front of me listening to all of that. Before we come to what might be about to happen with the weather, was June particularly bad?
Yeah, I think it was. I think our perception and the stats don't always equate. When you look at the stats, the reports on the Met Eireann website, it says that June was a relatively mild month. And I think we can all say that that's not our memory. But you have to know they take the temperatures averaged over day and night. So Chris said, not much difference between the night and the daytime temperatures. So that'll pull the mean air temperature. So that's why that perception and reality doesn't seem to equate with us. It's been unseasonably windy as well, which really dulls your spirits when you're out.
I have noticed that on the bike, and I thought it was in my imagination, but
it has been
really windy.
Yeah, so every time we talk, we say the same thing. The jet stream is really the driver of our weather. It divides the cold air to the north, the warm air to the south. And this year, it didn't get pushed far enough north. And it's been just driving onto us one weather system after the other. Low pressure steered right onto us one after another, and the battle between the high pressure to the south that is trying to build all the time, the Azores High, the famous Azores High.
Where is it?
It's over the Azores.
Anyway, we can tempt it over Ireland.
It is sending its ridge over us at the moment. It's always cloudy to begin with when high pressure starts to build off the Atlantic. If high pressure comes off the continent, as you can imagine, it's drier, but off the Atlantic, it brings its moisture with us, and that's those grey skies above us. But day on day, as the high pressure builds, the air descends and it fizzles out the clouds, mm-hmm. and it'll get sunnier and sunnier. I promise.
It will.
And it's starting already. The temperatures are starting to rise and the breaks are getting into the southeast first. They'll start to build in the southeast and then they'll extend countrywide. And the temperatures are going to follow with that. The daytime temperatures. The diurnal variation goes up and down. So the nights probably won't get that much colder, but the days will get hotter and you'll see the graphs of the temperatures will change and it'll get warmer.
When will we see this great joy?
Do you know what? As soon as I leave, I'm heading on my holidays and the weather's set to get better. So it's starting now. So each day will get a little progressively warmer and sunnier as the day goes by. And the great thing about high pressure is it's a big system. So once it gets established, it'll look like it'll stay. So it looks like it's going to stay. There's a signal for a weather front coming through on Tuesday, but I'm choosing to ignore that.
What you can pretty much say for certain is that the next couple of days from here until after the weekend will be settled and warm.
Getting better and better each day. Yeah, we'll you know, watch those clouds disappear. I'm being a total positive Pollyanna. I love Chris's attitude there. He's a great positive attitude and he's right too, because sure, there's nothing we can do about it anyway, but it is set to get better.
And will those winds die down, the ones that were bothering Chris there over in the west?
Absolutely, yeah. Those are the real pain, and especially for campers and anybody trying to use the sea. And yes, the high pressure comes with decreasing winds. The gradients fall off and the winds will settle down too.
Chris, good news then for at least the weekend.
There is, yeah, and everybody's looking forward to it. You know, we soak and pray for a brighter day here, and it's just around the corner.
Yeah, and do you see it today? Do you notice things are improving today?
Yeah, we have noticed the temperatures come up a little bit, and there's little changes from hour to hour. It gets warmer, and then cool and then warmer. But yeah, it's there's something coming in off the Atlantic, and we notice the changes coming, and we're looking forward to it immensely.
And Gina, for you now, just as the weather improves, there might be an exodus from Dublin as people go off on their holidays.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, hopefully we'll backfill with tourists. I mean, we're outside right now setting up the terrace for today, and fingers crossed, Claire. We can only look on the bright side of life.
We always ask Joanna this now when you're in, you know, how far ahead can we see? And you mentioned that Tuesday you're seeing something that you don't really want to talk about.
I'm ignoring it. Well, what we have, I've the saying, it comes through the forecaster lore, don't break down the high until the high breaks down, because when high pressure gets established, it tends to stick around for a while. At the moment, it looks like it'll stay with us. There's a signal for this weather front to get through on Tuesday, but fronts coming through high pressure tend to fizzle out. They don't tend to make a big impact. And then the signal is for pressure to build once again after that. So it looks very positive at the moment.
But you can't tell us anything about August at this point, can
Not
you?
Not at this point, no. No. And there's no, you know, because of you've got a one winter makes a summer or the summer makes a winter. It doesn't really work like that either. There's no predicting what's going to happen beyond a seasonal norm, as they say.
Yeah. And what would you say to people who, because we were just discussing weather phrases with you recently. I mean, I would say the last couple of days, certainly, maybe weeks, have been muggy, would you say?
And certainly the last couple of days, because we got into what's called a warm sector. It wasn't very warm, but it's between the fronts. So the warm front goes through first, the cold front comes after it. In between, that's called the warm sector. And the warm sector always tends to be muggy. The humidity is higher and tends to be cloudy and just sort of, muggy. Muggy's the right word.
But does that precede the high pressure at all?
It can if the ridge gets built in within that warm sector, then it can. Yeah, you can see the air will clear out as the I'm using my hands here, Claire. As the air descends from above, it clears off the clouds and that'll clear off.
Yeah, because some people always say, don't they, when you have that muggy weather, close, humid weather, that you need a good storm to clear the air.
We don't want that.
Okay. And we don't need it, do we?
No, we don't need it. No, high pressure will clear the air too.
Okay, so we can look forward to that for the next couple of days, hopefully weeks. Chris, with you, I'm just thinking about your cancellations that you've had. I mean, how do you run a business when you have people cancelling at last minute? Do you feel now that you need to put a charge in for those who do it last minute?
It's all about the terms and conditions that you have in place for your business. So, yeah, we have a booking system in place and you have to put down a deposit before you book. And that is 50% of the first three nights. And also during the booking process, we advise all our guests to take out travel insurance. And it's not expensive. It covers their costs in regards to accidents or COVID. We notice there's an upsurge in the COVID cancellation here this year. So it covers all those eventualities and we strongly advise everybody to take out the travel insurance.
All right. I have Anna here who's in Westport, Joanna, and she says those predictions of good weather often don't hold true for us. I'll let you know on Monday if we get good weather. So she's keeping an eye on you, but you say you'll be gone. You'll be gone
on
your own holidays.
I'm gone on Monday anyway.
Anna, you needn't bother now coming back to us because Joanna will be gone. Thanks very much, Joanna Donnelly, Gina Murphy and Chris Acton. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.